We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dr. Bill Lewis, budget, healthcare, and business policy expert, as well as Director Emeritus of the McKinsey Global Institute here in Washington. He's been closely studying the healthcare issue, especially as the congressional debate ramps up. What is the best approach to reforming healthcare? Most folks involved in this debate agree that reform is necessary, but the type of reform is very much an open question. And Dr. Lewis, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
You have come together with many other business leaders and put out basically an approach that centers healthcare reform around what you call cost-conscious individual choice. Explain exactly what that means and what it doesn't mean.
Well, we're really at a fork in the road. We're either going to have a government-run plan or we're going to have a plan run by individuals. And if it's run by individuals, which of course is what we prefer and which we think will be a much better plan, the individuals need to have choice among the different types of insurances and the different types of insurances of coverage and the different costs so they can make a decision about the type of health care coverage they have that meets their own needs and meets what they're willing to pay for it. So we would have essentially competition among different insurers and different providers to provide health care coverage to individuals. Individuals would have a menu or a different set of choices, and they would review that set of choices in light of the coverages that are provided and the cost. Now, we also think that individuals should be given basically a simple, basic, comprehensive plan financed through tax revenues, and that if the individuals want to choose a more expensive plan, then they pay for that out of their own pocket. In that way, we as individuals will decide how much health care we want, and we'll also generate competition among the various insurers and providers for our business.
So would this be basically people shopping for their health insurance and moving away from an employer-based system, or would it still incorporate the employer-based approach?
Well, over time, this system would phase away from the employer-based system. The employer-based system is failing. About two-thirds of the people under 65 have been covered by the employer-based system, and employers are shedding employees from those systems at the rate of about 1 million employees a year, and that's been going on for the last decade. And so this system is basically falling apart. It's worse with the small businesses, which have a very difficult time working with the insurance companies to get adequate and affordable coverage for their people. And so we would start our system by having small business come into a government-organized, not government-run, but a government-organized exchange system whereby insurers and providers would offer their services. They would be compiled and put on a list, and basically individuals would be given that list to choose from.
What are the biggest hurdles? What needs to be overcome in order to make this a reality?
Well, there are four things that we really have to have. One is we have to have a Federal Reserve-like government entity created to organize this market, not to run the market or determine its outcome, but we need a body to organize this market to provide the choices. Secondly, we need everybody to get this basic subsidy for a simple comprehensive plan that everybody would have, and then if they want to spend more for more expensive plans, then they pay that out of their pocket. Third, we need to reform the regulation of the health insurance market so that there is an option for an efficient insurer and provider to use federal regulation for insurance rather than state regulation. In many cases, the state regulation is used to keep out new entrants in the healthcare insurance and provision market. And fourth, we need a technical thing, which is called risk adjustment, so that if you happen to be a provider of insurance and you get a sicker than average group of people, you're not penalized for that, but you are essentially compensated out of a common pool that all insurance companies participate in, so that those who have a less than average sick population end up paying some to the insurers who actually get more sick people.
Well, Dr. Lewis, it's certainly a fascinating approach, and I wish we had more time. Hopefully we'll have the chance to talk about this again as the debate moves forward. Thank you for your time very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Bill Lewis is a budget, healthcare, and business policy expert, as well as the director emeritus of the McKinsey Global Institute here in Washington. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join us tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.